Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the FinTech Meetup here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And look who we have in the studio lounge. It is it Ovation CXM?
That's right.
Ovation CXM's Benny Greenwald.
Yes.
Benny Greenwald. How are you, sir?
Fantastic, Michael. Thank you very much for having us.
You are welcome. I have to get the obvious out of the way first.
Sure.
You hurt your ankle.
I have.
And you have a crutch in the next chair right over there.
A nice little boot.
What's going on? What are you doing?
Just a little skiing accident. Okay. Broken left ankle. A little bit of a bump here on the nose.
Goodness.
But it's not phasing us at all from having a good time.
Were you going down the black diamonds, the double black diamonds again?
Kind of, yeah. Not very well. Not very well,
obviously.
Clearly.
Obviously. Well, we're glad you're here in one piece. And
Thanks
for being here. Appreciate you taking time
Absolutely.
Out to chat with us for
yeah.
a few minutes about your experience here at FinTech Meetup. How's it going so
far?
Well,
first and foremost, this is my third year at this conference.
Wow.
The first two were virtual.
Yep, I remember.
So, of course, it's a lot different in terms of format. Still able to get so much value out of the speed dating sessions,
yeah.
the speed meeting sessions.
Yep.
But with the added dynamic now of being able to come to an exhibit hall, all of the other forums that have been facilitated through the platform, so it's just uplifted the overall FinTech Meetup experience for me.
Right. Yeah. Any highlights so far from you? Any sessions stand out?
Definitely enjoyed the puppies.
I heard about the puppies.
Yeah,
I did not see them, but I heard about the puppies.
Definitely enjoyed the puppies. They were a great
big hit
with everybody.
When is a puppy not a hit?
When is a puppy not a hit? We actually had our own panel yesterday, which was another big hit, which was really, really enjoyable.
Yeah, share with me what was talked about there.
Well, we were talking about our partnership with FIS in the embedded finance space, as well as one of our largest customers, KeyBank.
Mm-hmm.
Commercial banking customer was actually on stage talking through the Ovation CXM value proposition across their various lines of business within their commercial bank. Really well received. The panel was, I think we had over 100 people at the panel.
Well done.
We gave out an Oculus to an audience member as a prize, and just great engagement. And we've just seen so much interest since that panel within our private room around the corner,
mm-hmm.
And just general uptick in people wanting to know more about CXM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So share with us, give us a quick elevator speech on
Absolutely.
CXM.
Absolutely. So our focus is we're a customer experience management SaaS platform. So what we're trying to do is be able to deliver tailored experiences to customers of banks, be able to solve customers' journeys in the moment,
mm-hmm.
and do it without having to re-architect the IT infrastructure, which of course is one of the most limiting factors. Where we have spent most of our time is around bringing together this complex ecosystem that lives within a bank,
yeah.
as well as external to a bank. So a bank typically is delivering its goods and services through partnerships, through all these wonderful fintech partners. What's happened as a result is it's diluted visibility and control of the brand that the bank's trying to deliver. So what we do is we allow the bank to take ownership of that journey,
mm-hmm.
whether it be a sales journey for a customer, an onboarding journey for a customer, or even their servicing relationship.
Okay.
As you're a customer, as you've been with a bank for a period of time, you inevitably have servicing requests, and really allow you to redefine that through what we call customer journey mapping, through a no-code builder, a no-code platform.
Okay, I've been hearing a lot about no-code at FinTech Meetup this year.
It's the big one.
Yeah.
It's the big one.
Yeah.
And it's really about driving down that impedance factor that's involved in engineering and solving these problems in-house, right?
Yeah.
By virtue of creating all of these connectors with best-of-breed software providers, the likes of Salesforce and Dynamics in the CRM space, the likes of ServiceNow and Zendesk in the case management space, or even some of the large partners in payment processing like FIS mm-hmm. and Fiserv,
mm-hmm.
what we've been able to do is take this connector network and fast-track delivery of these tailored customer experiences without having to re-engineer the legacy system
architecture. Oh, that's huge. That's huge.
Which is really what our value proposition is about.
So does this benefit like maybe the smaller financial institutions? Because I hear like obviously the no code sticks out like a feather in your cap.
Sure.
So and that helps out the smaller financial institutions because of resource challenges. So
it certainly does.
So you guys help out that sector as well, or are you pretty much going for the mid to large size?
We cover it all. We cover it all, actually, because the larger banks still have the same amount. They have that much more complexity, right, in terms of partners that they work with.
Yeah.
Large banks, as we know, are made up of a plethora of acquisitions and mergers over the years. So they have tons of systems that do duplicative things. So with the larger banks, like KeyBank, like Bank of America, we've been able to help them in that space. But then as you get to the smaller segment, as you said, IT resources are a challenge. You're competing with them.
Yeah.
In some cases, they may not have stood up a number of capabilities around CRM, around case management. Mm-hmm. And so we can really augment the footprint of systems and processes that they have today.
Yeah.
And drive that bespoke experience that they're looking to deliver. Because in reality, whether you're a small credit union, a mid-sized community or regional bank, or a tier one, the area that you're competing in these days in banking is experience. It's not necessarily the products.
Okay.
You're going to go and get an auto loan, you're probably going to get a similar sort of rate from a big bank as a credit union.
Sure.
But it's the experience that matters.
Yep.
And if you bank with a big bank and they're not going to give you the experiences that you want in lending, then you're going to go somewhere else as a consumer or even as a commercial customer. And so really driving that experience keeps you sticky and keeps you bundled within one of those banks.
Well, and dare I say, the consumer has been quite spoiled over the last decade with the consumer experience, especially in online format. So if they're not going to get that same experience at their financial institution, they're going to go somewhere else where they're going to get it, right?
Well, you just hit the nail on the head. That uplift of your personal experiences, whether it be Airbnb, Uber, Amazon, big tech, has set the bar high.
Yes, they have.
And banking now needs to catch up.
Yep, exactly. Yep. Yeah, and that's where you guys come in and help
absolutely
out. Well.
So absolutely.
Stuff. All right, sir, anything else to add to wrap up here? Any
thoughts?
No,
just really enjoyed the overall event. Looking forward to some of the remaining sessions.
Yeah, we got one more session this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm jam-packed in that as well, and I'll be hobbling around finding people to talk to.
I'll be looking for you up
there. It was great to speak with you, Michael.
Nice to see you as well. Yeah, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes.
Yep.
And be careful on the slopes next time, all right?
I will. Thank you.
Benny, thanks again.
Take care.
Benny from Ovation CXM. Go check him out. Doing some good stuff out there. Well done, sir.
Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.